views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. Can you believe it's January 31st? We're already headed into February. February is our busy month, Women of Wisdom, two more weeks for the conference. And, you know, it's the year of the wood horse. So in honor of the spirit of the wood horse, I say 2014 is a year to celebrate ourselves as energetic, bright, warm-hearted, intelligent, and capable of great strength. So at the conference, we're going to embody the spirit of the horse with movement, dance and song, spirituality and abundance. We're going to awaken the creative arts, connect with ancient wisdom, sexuality, and growing in a supportive community. So we invite you to start off the Lunar New Year exploring all these aspects of life with a bright February full moon in Seattle at the conference, February 14th through the 17th. And today, I have three guests. I'm going to talk to Betsy Chasey, Kate Montana. They're doing a workshop together, and S.J. Tucker, who's giving a concert. So first, let me introduce you to Betsy and Kate. Betsy Chasey is an internationally known author, filmmaker, and speaker. She's the co-creator of the film What the Bleep Do We Know? And the author of three books, including Tipping Sacred Cows, which just came out, A Transformative Change of Heart, and the companion book to What the Bleep, Discovering the Endless Possibilities for Altering Your Everyday Reality. She also blogs for Huffington Post, Intent.com, and other sites. And Betsy continues to make provocative films exploring human potential and the nature of reality, or whatever it is we humans are hanging out in. And her website is BetsyChasey.net, BetsyChasey.net. And with her is Kate Montana. She's the author of Unearthing Venus, My Search for the Woman Within. Kate's been a journalist, a TV editor for all the major stations where she was one of the guys. Her memoir chronicles her journey of shedding the masculine ideals and power and discovering the feminine spirit within. And I know, I read the book from cover to cover. It's one you can't put down. It's a great memoir. And now Kate Montana's work focuses on self-realization and the resurrection and implementation of feminine life values and sustainable lifestyles. I also will say I read cover to cover Betsy's book, Tipping Sacred Cows. I want to mention that. So welcome, both of you. Kate's website is unearthingvenus.com. So welcome, Betsy and Kate.
Good to be here, Chris.
So you are doing a workshop at the conference called Tipping Sacred Cows and Unearthing Venus. So we're going to dive into what that all means. Betsy, I'm going to start with you. You know, having created What the Bleep film, which has just a lot of stuff in it, and you would think, seeing that you've been introduced to all the stuff about life and have it all figured out. So tell us about when and if you realized that you really didn't actually have everything figured out.
Wow. Well, you know, I think for one thing, I think the many people, you know, especially as we get older, start to realize the more we tell ourselves we have it all figured out, life is about to let us know that we don't. And in my case, sometimes that happens in an incredibly dramatic way. So, you know, I made What the Bleep, and it was great, and I really enjoyed that ride. But there was always really a piece of me that just felt unfulfilled. And, you know, in 2010, I got divorced, and it was one of those moments where I just said to myself, you know, I would really like to begin to go through life without my life imploding every few years. How do I do that? And I realized that I needed to start tipping some sacred cows, not just in terms of the sacred cows of spirituality, concepts like the law of attraction and enlightenment and spirituality and what do these things really mean, but also my own sacred cows about what I believe about myself, about my worldview, about, you know, am I beautiful, am I smart, am I funny, all those things that we tend to create our lives around.
Yes, and that cow tipping, what's the analogy for that? Because, you know, I gave someone a brochure. And, you know, and she was a woman from India last week. And her first question, she zoomed in on that and said, what does this mean, tipping sacred cows? Because, you know, in India, they're sacred.
Right. Well, of course, I mean, you know, the thing is that a sacred cow is something that's held up against criticism. It's something you can't touch. It's something you don't argue with. We don't mess around with the Bible. We don't mess around with the Constitution. These are things that are just you don't mess with. And so to tip them, you know, here in the United States, you know, cow tipping is sort of a myth, very fun myth. I mean, most people say it doesn't actually occur, but it's a fun thing that people try to do. But also, you know, for me, what it really means is that it was time for me to go in and, you know, look at some of the beliefs that I held up against criticism and start asking myself, like, really, do I really believe this? Is this really what I want to believe? So that I could really begin to have a life that was meaningful to me.
Yeah, and I think we do this, like, I think for me and what I witness at Woman Wisdom, that people start to do that around their mid-30s and continue. And then again, it's like we repeat it. And, you know, it's Saturn, second Saturn return when you're around 58. And so there we do it again. And so we do go through that questioning. And, well, some of us do. And it's not an easy ride because you really are taking a deep, long look at your life. And do you need to revise it? Do you need to make changes? Is it still working for you?
Right. Well, I think everybody has those moments, moments of existential angst. The question for me became this time around, was I really going to do the real work necessary to create the life that I wanted? Or was I going to do we have this tendency to not want to hang out with the ugly, the dark side, the hard, hurtful parts, and to really clean those up. We try to do like a quick paint job and move on, you know, but sometimes you got to like rip out the walls and, you know, rebuild the entire structure. And so the book is really about my realization that it was time for me to do some major, you know, home improvements, and it was going to be more than a can of paint.
Yes. If you're just doing a can of paint, you're just washing over, you know, and pretending things aren't there, really there. So
Right. And then we have this tendency to look outward. You know, we want to fix everything outside of us. Well, if I get this, it'll be better. If I change my house, it'll be better. If I move to a new neighborhood, if I get a different job. And those things might feel better short term. But essentially, if you don't really deal with the stuff, the sacred cows within you, then, you know, it may take a year, it may take 5 years, but it's all going to come right back at you again.
That's true. And then it'll hit you with a really hard 2x4.
Yep.
So I'm going to move on to Kate. And it's interesting how, you know, both of you have written these memoirs and both have gone through this journey and you're good friends. But so, Kate, your book is Unearthing Venus. Tell us about that journey and what that meant for you.
Oh, wow. God. basically, I was a journalist. I'd been in the New Age arena for 30 years, thought I knew everything, of course. And then in the middle of an interview, I was radically introduced to a whole shift in consciousness around the whole issue of gender. And it just took me by surprise. I was given a look at my life that stunned me. I realized at age 48 that I'd been liberated to think, work, act, plan, set goals, dream, even make love like a guy. And that, you know, that was really amazing and it was really necessary for me because, you know, I think all of us women who came in the mid-20th century, we had an agenda to do it differently, to have a totally different experience. And I was so liberated, I didn't even think about the women's liberation movement, you know. I just did it. And all of a sudden I realized that I'd been liberated to be like a guy, in a guy's world, and that was wonderful, but it wasn't the liberation of the feminine. And I didn't have a clue what that was. So the whole book describes my reassessment of my life through looking through the lens of gender issues and what is the masculine, what is the feminine, and how to get beyond the limitation of, you know, kind of like a body parts, sexual limiting awareness of what gender really means, what masculine means and feminine means. It took me on a whole amazing journey for the last 15 years, and it's still kicking me down the path.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Woman Wisdom has been around 22 years, so yes, we could. We're still doing that work. And I, you bringing up a good point about we've been living in this masculine world, and we've been defining ourselves through that lens. And I've been hearing that lately, and I think we're finally getting to, like, wow, you know, we have to put on our see through our own eyes and create what who we are to be as women in this world. So I applaud you, both of you, in this work, because we need these transcenders. We need models to follow that. It helps when we hear other people's stories. So you're telling your story helps others.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that the common ground between Betsy, aside from the fact that we've been great friends and coworkers for years, is that, you know, both her book, Tipping Sacred Cows, and my book, they unearth all of these icons that we set our lives by. You know, I'm supposed to be a good little girl, and this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to do this, this, and this, and then my life will be fine, and, you know, get the foreign sports cars and the college degree and the great career and Mr. Right, or I'm supposed to, you know, do my focus. I'm supposed to meditate every day. I'm supposed to be spiritually enlightened by the time I'm 42. And, you know, that's just kind of like on my to-do list to do. And it's like, oh, my God, we both looked at each other and went, we're both kind of like doing the same thing, tipping a lot of these iconic illusions and myths that we're raised to believe in and structure our lives around. And they're just beliefs. And, you know, bottom line, Chris, beliefs, we have beliefs because we don't really know. And we haven't had the wherewithal and the opportunity to really kind of like settle into our own beings and dig deep and discover ourselves and our true beings and what spirituality really is, what sexuality really is. So we saw this commonality of, yeah, we're all just kind of like flipping the bird to all this stuff that we thought we knew, and let's get in there and try to find out what's real and authentic.
And we live in this world that kind of keeps us from doing it, because with our the media we have, we're bombarded and we're so busy. In our culture, Western culture, we're so busy that we don't take the time to do that. And that really impacts us. It's like, whoa, slow down. I got to go away for 5 days to even get to a place. You know, it would take me 5 days to get to a place before I can actually feel any of that, I think. That's why we go on vacation. And anyway, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Betsy Chassie and Kate Montana.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and you were listening to Lorraine Bay sing Pray Like a Woman, which is on our Woman of Wisdom CD, and you can purchase that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. And I think we've been talking about this whole feminine, and, you know, what does it mean to pray like a woman? It's living our life in that feminine flow. Well, before we get into that more, I'd like you to please give your websites or contact information that you want to hand out to people on the show.
Sure, I'll go first. This is Betsy. You can find me at BetsyChassie.net.
Kate? Oh, okay. My turn. You can find me, Kate Montana, at www.katemontana.com and www.unearthingvenus.com.
Okay, great. And that website for Betsy is chasse.net, I think you said. So, great.
That's right.
Well, moving on. So, Betsy, listen, I want to talk to you about, because you're talking about, you know, the tipping sacred cows, and that's really, you know, exploring those stories. And what trends or themes have you discovered about the stories we tell ourselves?
Well, I think that, you know, it's interesting because a lot of what we talk about, you know, in terms of masculine, feminine, I think a lot of it comes back down to self-worth issues. You know, I think we as a species, I think especially women, have a lot of issues around our worth, our value. And so we build a story around, you know, this, first of all, we're, you know, pushed, you know, this whole idea of the fairy tale, must meet guy, must marry guy, must, you know, he has to be rich, he has to be these things, and we start building our lives around all of this. Or you must be career driven and you must be successful, and we have these stories about what we're supposed to, we should be doing, and then we worry, well, I'm never going to be good enough to do that, I won't be good enough to do that, and we start really, these beliefs become so embedded into who we are. For me, in my own life, when I started to look at my beliefs about what I thought of myself, what I believed about myself, what I believed about the world, and I realized I was so unhappy, I could look in my world and go, wow, I don't believe that I'm lovable, that I will ever find someone to truly love me, so I keep dating men who won't truly love me. You know, or I don't believe I'm pretty, I'm attractive, so I'm going to buy clothes that hide my body. I mean, those are some really basic ones, and you can dig deeper and deeper and find more and more. I'm not smart enough. I didn't go to college, so I don't believe I'm smart enough. So therefore, I am either going to, you know, push and be more of an overachiever, or I'm never going to go after that one job I think I'd love. You know, these are very basic things that come up for us. And so, you know, really going in and cleaning up that belief that's really not serving you is life-altering.
But you got to find them first.
Say that again?
But you got to find them first. You got to go on.
Well,
you got to go on the journey.
You have to be willing to do the work, and I think that, part of a little bit of my book talks about, and I think yours does too, Kate, you know, maybe we do it differently. You're probably much more graceful and eloquent than I am at it. So
I'm older, darling.
No, I just think you're more graceful. but the idea that I think in a way, you know, we love to sort of talk about how, you know, we blame the media, we blame all these other things for, and those are all true. I mean, the media is, you know, perpetuates this ridiculous image that we should all live up to. But I think also there's a little bit of, you know, issue, and I take a little bit of issue with a lot of what's going on in the sort of personal growth, self-help, new age, new thought, spirituality movement, because I think that people tend to grab onto these concepts like law of attraction and run with it, and they don't really understand that, you know, because so often your ego is bashed and feeling is bad and you shouldn't have that thought. You're bad if you do. And, you know, for a group of people that talk so much about non-judgment and no dogma, there's a lot of dogma and judgment going on. And I think for me, a big part of what I had to do was not only clean up the spiritual cows about what I believed about myself, but really get clear on what it meant to live a spiritual life. What does it mean what does it mean to bring meaning into my life? How do I do that? And to really get those concepts and understand them. Not, you know, there's no three easy steps. It's not like you're going to make a vision board about a Mercedes and it's going to come flying out of your butt. You know, you can wear whatever crystal you want to wear, but if you're not really digging in deep and doing the work and looking at the parts of yourself that you just have been afraid to look at, it doesn't matter what you put on your vision board.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Betsy, and this is Kate again. It's interesting, Chris, that you segued into this part of the show with Pray Like a Woman. It's like one of the things that's made itself very apparent to me is that there's been a very a focus on the light and love and nice and rainbows and dolphins. And it's been a very, the New Age, New Thought movement has been very kind of like the Old Age movement. It's all been about an external, in a way, striving to get out of the body and out there somewhere in the universe where things are better, and that's where my light body is, and it knows all, and if I can just kind of like hang out outside of this reality, then it'll all somehow filter down and work out here on this earth. And man, it doesn't work like that. And I've been fascinated in my whole, you know, gender orientation and looking at the whole new thought movement. It's like it is so actually very biased towards the masculine kind of mental consciousness, light-oriented, out there thing, when the feminine is about inside. It's about the emotions. It gets messy. You know, the feminine has always been equated with the dark and the masculine, the light. And that's because they're complementary, not because they're opposing one another in that one is good and one is bad. But we've got this, you know, again, we've got this polarized viewpoint about the world, and we get into these camps and we lose track that both are necessary. So one of the things that, you know, I've tipped out in Unearthing Venus is that we've got to go into our bodies more and actually get grounded. How do I feel? How do I really feel about this stuff? You know, I can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. Oh, really? Like, who doesn't have negative thoughts? It's kind of like, get real, get involved, get dirty, and get in there. And don't be afraid to do that. And don't buy the whitewash job that, as you say, is just a can of paint and you know, pictures on your vision board are going to do it for you.
Well, and I think also I feel like, you know, I just came back from Sedona, which in a way is sort of like the mecca of, you know, spirituality, right? And, you know, I did this talk, and I said in the talk, you know, I'm really over the old paradigm of us and them, or the, well, I'm more in touch with my feminine, I'm more in touch with my masculine. There's a lot of separation in all of that conversation. And the key, I think, for me is to really get, as you say, Kate, so beautifully, and I love it, is to get into my body and find out where I am and where I can expand and where I, you know, where I need to pull back a little bit from, and to find that sort of juicy, groovy spot. I hate the word balance because I think it just has all sorts of implications that, again, set us up for something that we don't feel we can achieve. So I say I'm looking for the you know, the juicy, creamy spot, you know?
Interesting. I love that. I hate I had never thought about balance that way. I hate that because it has all sorts of, here we go. It goes, has all of these implications. Well, oh, well, now I've got to out my feminine so I can be this integrated, balanced human being and never get away.
Okay, what we're going to do, Voices of Women with Chris Stathis, we'll be back right after these.
Chris
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Okay, I guess I'm on. I apologize. Kate and Betsy, are you there?
Yeah, we've been yammering the whole time.
Okay, now the music came on and I thought it went to break. And sorry, everything's, you know, it's a problem with the internet and Skype. So anyway, I just want to say I'm glad you had a great conversation. I got in on the very end of it. I got thrown off the call. But I just want to let people know that Kate and Betsy are doing this workshop at the conference on Saturday morning called Tipping Sacred Cows and Unearthing Venus. And that's going to be Saturday morning. And I think right now. So if you just want to have some last words of wisdom to share with the audience before we go to break.
Beth? You take it, Kate. Oh, no, Betsy, after you. No. They're asking for words of wisdom. Okay. Oh, God. Pressure is on. The heat is on. Well, you know, that's another example of how we just put ourselves in a pickle every day. We have such high expectations.
And it's like, wow, if we could just take the lid off and just be ourselves and be comfortable, even if that means, you know, you're gone brain dead and stupid temporarily on a radio show, it's just all okay. You know, we can just back off and just be ourselves. But first, we got to get rid of all the junk that's attached to us and in our brains and in our belief systems and in our whole definitions about who we are and how we're supposed to be, whether it's spiritually or as a man or as a woman. Okay, that's my wisdom
shot. And I would just say that Kate and I are going to have a blast together. Kate and I are going to have a super fun time at our workshop because we're just going to really get down and dirty with all the men and women that show up and have a really awesome time cleaning out the bull cow manure we have in ourselves and walk out of there feeling great and ready to party.
Absolutely.
That's good. I just want to clarify, it is women at your workshop. Because we're in
only
a Saturday
women-only
workshop. So you'll be working on the feminine.
No boys allowed.
For women.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
But it's going to be great
fun.
And we can't wait to have you. And I know you shared lots of great things in your conversation with the audience. I didn't get to hear.
We did not realize that was live. So we were just yammering on, here and I. That's brilliant.
Well, you're having your little dinner party between the two of you.
And everyone
we do that a lot.
Yes, but there's so much, you know, and there's so much that you have to offer, and this whole thing of learning how to define ourselves as women and you know, speaking up, getting our voices out there, and not worrying. I mean, we shut ourselves up so much because of the fear of not being accepted or not being loved or being criticized and all those judgment things that come at us. And if we really knew and understood the value of our feminine voice and what we have to bring to the world, we wouldn't do that. And so it's an exciting era to be in, and you two are part of that. You know, we're creating this time where we can be out there and be visible, be heard, and that takes practice and just exploring and making mistakes and doing it. So I want to thank you for being here on the show today and look forward to seeing you in Seattle in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Chris. See you then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye,
Bets.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced,
and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and now we're going to talk to S.J. Tucker. And I would like to introduce you to her. She has, well, she has like 10 albums, and she has a new one coming out called Wonders. And she's I think, defines herself as a pixie pirate powerhouse coming straight out of Neverland. She's named a vanguard of the myth punk movement. And she's the voice of lore at the campfire and the sharp laughter of modern myth. With one hand anchored in her art and the other held out to you, she has songs and stories, community, and wit. And she's called Sooge by her friends and fans, crosses the country as a nomad, musical person, and born and raised in the sticky, mean delta humidity of the southeast Arkansas. So I just want to get her on the air here now and have her talk with us about her music and her stories. So welcome, SJ.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. This is great. I've been looking forward to talking to you for a while.
Yeah, well, and I'm so glad we got to meet a couple weeks ago because you were at Betsy Tooney's CD release, and she's going to be playing with you at her concert. And I'm so glad to be having you in Seattle for our Woman of Wisdom conference, and you're going to be, so tell us about this new CD, Wonders, and where that came from, because I think there's some inspiration there.
Sure. Well, first of all, I have to say thank you to you for suggesting to me that we make it a CD release show at the Women of Wisdom conference, because honestly, I might not have thought of it on my own. I actually released the CD in digital form back in the fall of 2013, because I didn't want to wait until the CD was done. And we live in the world now where you can let people have things before they can actually hold them in their hands, because we live in the future, and it's amazing. But now I do have the version that you can hold in your hand, and I'm thrilled to be bringing it to town with me. This is one of my favorite albums that I've done so far. And truthfully, I say that about every single one as soon as I'm done with it. But this is, since this one is the newest one, it is my favorite. And it is based upon a novel by one of my dearest friends on earth, New York Times bestselling author Kat Valenti. The novel is called The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland in a Ship of Her Own Making. And all of the songs on Wonders were inspired by that book. It's sort of Wizard of Oz with a new twist and a bit more attitude.
And I know seeing you sing, I loved the attitude you have on the stage, you know, and it varies. You're very chameleon-like.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's the right word to describe you, but, you know, you do a variety of types of songs, and you're very funny and entertaining, so I really enjoy that.
Thank you.
A lot of exuberant. Well, tell us when you started singing, what it was like, you know, your childhood in Arkansas and when you knew you were going to be a singer, this is what you're going to be doing.
Sure. Well, it's crazy. Arkansas is a beautiful but oftentimes much misunderstood place. And so everywhere I go, I get one of two reactions generally. People will say, Arkansas? How can you be from Arkansas? Because they meet me and they cannot imagine a wild Muppet-like intelligent woman coming from the Bible Belt, I suppose. But the other reaction that I get is somebody will say, "I've got family down there too," or, "Oh yeah, I go and visit Arkansas all the time, and it's beautiful." So either people are completely what when I tell them that I'm from Arkansas, or they already have a connection there, and it's amazing how many of the latter I meet. It was an amazing place to grow up. It was very, very gentle upbringing that I had. I have a very supportive family. And even though I was raised within the format and the structure of organized religion, now that I've sort of branched out and decided to go blaze my own trail, as it were. My family is still super, super supportive of everything that I do. And I tell people that as long as my mother is happy with me, then I don't really have to care what anyone else thinks, and that's very true. But I started doing community theater and things like that with my family when I was very, very young. I think the first time I was in a play, I was about six, and all of my immediate family were also in that same production. So that's just, think about that. Think about being that small and having all of those people that you already look up to, this close family unit, holding your hands literally as you walk out onto the stage for the first time. So I've always felt safe on the stage. And
yeah,
when I was,
yeah, that's wonderful to feel that support. Yeah.
No kidding. I wish that everyone had that. I wish that everybody could know what that feels like. And that's one of the things I try to extend to people when I'm on stage singing to them myself. I want people to feel welcome. I want them to feel that it's okay for them to be themselves, whatever that means, while they're with me and while they've sort of put their emotional well-being into my hands as the storyteller, as it were. And when I was in college,
You do that. I can witness that, but you do that. You make it very, you act very comfortable and natural, like it's just second nature, and you allow the audience to feel that too. When you do that, the audience is with you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
totally.
Your fans, well, I say they're a little, we'll talk about this later in a bit, but your fans are a little obsessive about you, I think.
They are intensely loyal, and I would not trade that for the world. They're really amazing. There's a lot to be said for having a group of people that will drop everything and come to a festival just to be in your crowd, dressed up like pirates and singing at the tops of their lungs and freaking out all of the people in the beer garden who've never seen anything like that before.
Well, that sounds like great fun. And I know that, that exuberance, just, you know, to allow people to have that sense of play and get into it. You know, we love to go hear music, but sometimes we're supposed to date and sit in our seat and are very behaved, you know, and listen to me, you know, honor the singer. And yet it's fun to just, like, get up and dance and really, you know, really feel that music.
Yes, I try to incite dancing as much as possible. So that Betsy and I will consider that our mission for the Women of Wisdom Conference. We will try to encourage some getting up and some booty shaking.
Oh, they will. Our audience will, for sure. And no worries about that. Well, this is Chris Stannis. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and talk more with S.J. Tucker, who's going to give a concert in Seattle on Saturday, February 15th at 7:30. We'll be right back.
Chris Stannis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with S.J. Tucker, who's a fabulous singer, songwriter, and is going to be at Woman of Wisdom on February 15th. So, and your nickname is Sooj, is that right?
Yes.
Yep, lots of people, that's what your fans call you. Let's have you give your website to the listeners.
Sure, no problem. If anybody wants to come and find me, and you can connect with me on Facebook and all that other good stuff, just search for S.J. Tucker. The website itself is sjtucker.com. Super, super easy. And if anybody wants to listen to all of my music for free all day long, if you like, and then download the ones that really get stuck in your head, you can go to music.sjtucker.com.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, it's very contagious. I mean, we were talking about this, and your audience is very diverse. And, you know, it's interesting, when I went to Betsy Tinney's, and she plays the electric cello and had her CD release party that you sang at, the audience is very diverse. It kind of goes from hippie to fairy people.
Oh, yes. And we have some very buttoned up business suit kind of folks as well. And they love to be able to show their colorful side, and that's one of the things that I love so much about the fans that I have accrued over the years. It's 10 years. I can't believe I've been doing this for 10 years. Betsy is a huge part of that, and I'm so glad that she's going to be at the conference with me. She is my best friend and my foremost collaborator, and I've loved watching her grow to the point that she's comfortable releasing her very own album, and what a release it was.
Yeah, that was fun. And also, because we were doing some research on it, that your fans are also like sci-fi fans and what else?
Well, the pagan community actually was the first community to really grab onto me and say, you belong to us. And I've been, some of my first big performances were at pagan festivals that happen at various times throughout the year. In fact, my very first tour in 2004 was almost exclusively made up of pagan festivals, and that was fun. It was exhausting, but it was fun. And I've gotten to do a whole lot of the sci-fi fantasy conventions as well. And man, you want to talk about a fun, loving cross-section of people from every walk of life. Really, there are people who work to prepare for sci-fi conventions and the costume masquerades and things like that for months, sometimes over a year. And to get to be there with them and be supportive when they show off what they can do and then have them turn around and support me when I show off what I can do, it's so incredible. The synergy is, there's nothing else like it on Earth.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And I know that you are usually in Seattle in the spring at the FairyCon festival, and you won't be there this year because you're going to be at Woman of Wisdom. So
yes,
there's that audience too. Yeah. So and it's nice that you have branched out to many. You know, it's like you say, the pagan community caught on to you and embraced you, but all these other communities too. So you really have reached a wide variety of musical interests. So do you write all your own songs?
Just about, yes. There are, occasionally I get a really amazing chance to collaborate with a good friend. And Betsy, more than anyone else, Betsy Tinney has been the person that I write songs with when I get to share that duty. But for the most part, they tumble out of me almost all the time, songs. And I have to be ready with my big net to catch them. So I'm pretty much walking around with a mental butterfly net ready to catch ideas constantly. And I wouldn't trade that for the world. It's really, really
cool.
Well,
where do you get your ideas from?
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes they come after me in the shower.
anytime or any place, somebody could say something and it'll touch me off. My fiddle player was teasing me about that not long ago. He said, "Yeah, you just kind of wind her up and let her go, don't you?" Because somebody was describing to me the ravens hanging from the ceiling there in Seattle at the university in the Allen Library. There's an art exhibit, and it's a bunch of sculpted ravens hanging from the ceiling. And on the wall, in two languages, in First Nation and English, it says, "Raven brings light to this house of stories." And that ties back into the First Nation mythology of ravens stealing fire from the sun and bringing it back to the people. And I hadn't even been to see this thing. I was just hearing about it from somebody, and I wrote a song immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I love that my brain allows me to do that kind of thing, and that I sort of am always on point to catch the songs when they come through.
Oh, that's great. So what do you love most about touring and performing?
Well, it's amazing to have the kind of life where you can drive all over the place and see friends that you've made and make new ones all the time, and then seeing beautiful places that you've never seen. And your job is, those experiences are sort of integral to keeping your career going. Because for me, and the internet helps out with this and offsets it a bit, but if I don't travel, no one knows who I am. If I don't go out there and sing to people, nobody will hear my music. And it kind of brings it back to the old school at the same time as we live in this modern age where you can upload a new song to SoundCloud or to YouTube and people have it in their lives immediately. Because in the indie music world, which is very strongly where I am planted, they're really word of mouth is what it's all about. And so I call myself an introvert, but I have this very extroverted job where if I don't connect with people, then I never move forward. And so connecting with people is very valuable to me apart from that, but it also is one of the things that allows me to keep doing what I do. And I love the formula of it, because it continues to spiral. People say that you get out what you put in, and that's absolutely what my life is like, where touring and performing is concerned, and I get so much back from everybody.
Well, there is something about that. You know, there is. You know, we have the internet, and we can have music in our homes. We don't have to go see people in person
right.
to experience music, and yet there is that one-on-one or one amongst hundreds watching you. But still, yeah. There is that feeling of one-on-one, and experiencing someone live in person makes a difference, and I would imagine gives you lots of energy.
Oh, totally. And I dish it out pretty thick. I there are nights when I have a concert and I'm just completely a wet noodle by the end of it because I've given it everything I have. And then there are other nights where I play for 4 hours because no one tells me that I have to stop and I don't even notice that the time has passed. It's incredible.
I can believe that. Yeah, I know,
not so much anymore.
Not concert that there was 3 sets. Unfortunately, we have to at the North Seattle Community College where this concert is going to be. We have to be out of the building at a certain time, or we would have people stay home night.
Yeah, please don't let me leave my share button turned on for too late. I need to let me know when I need to turn it off and cut the show short.
Yeah, well, we will. So, and it's so great to have you on the show today, and I look forward to seeing you in Seattle, and I hope everybody joins us. It is February 15th, Saturday night at 7:30 at North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center, and you can register and buy tickets at womanofwisdom.org for S.J. Tucker's concerts. I hope everybody does join us. And if not, if you're not in Seattle, check out our website at sjtucker.com. Well, thank you so much, SJ.
Thank you very, very much, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. So we have completed our show today, and I want to invite my lasting thought today is just to invite you to come to Seattle to explore the tipping sacred cows and unearthing the Venus in you that Kate and Betsy shared earlier, and come hear Suj sing. And you know what? It's like between 40 and 50 degrees here in Seattle. What's the temperature where you live? I bet it's colder than most of the country. So February is a good time to be in Seattle and get away from the cold winter blues. Come check out the website, womanofwisdom.org, to see all the offerings. You can go to one event. You can go all weekend. It's February 14th to the 17th. We're having some specials still that will run. You can buy a ticket and bring a friend to a half-day workshop and get $15 off for your friend.
And you can bring a friend to a Friday evening event with Jella Devon and Esther Nicholson. Purchase your ticket and buy a ticket for $10 for a friend. All those specials run through until noon, February 13th. And we also have some special pricing for our majors, and there are still tickets for everything. And Donna Edens might, hers could fill up, but it's hard to say right now. She's a lot of people coming to Donna Edens' workshop. But usually during the weekend, there's always things open, and people drop in and join us at any time. So I want everybody to have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Voices of Women, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.